forests of Costa Rica. Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm Agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm Agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVUA News Time is 8:31. It's Newsmaker Tea Time here today. We're pleased to have Daphne Mertens, Grant Manager for Healthier Lyon County, with what looks to be a wide-ranging update on Healthier Lyon County stuff.
Daphne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So before we start launching into the details, it looks like Healthier Lyon County, which is busy all times of year, not getting a break really for Christmas.
Definitely not. You know, we try to stay on top of everything and always have some projects going on.
Well, let's dive right in then, Daphne, as we head into the Christmas holiday here. Let's talk about safe routes to school and the flashing beacon signals.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, you might remember, Healthier Lyon County worked with the school district, and we put up some demo projects throughout the community where we built some temporary pedestrian islands to see what it would look like if we had some different infrastructure in place to allow a safer travel to school for some of our students. And we did that at four different locations. And one of the great things that came out of that was that the city and the school district got together and did an MOU together and actually implemented and installed some of those flashing beacon signals at those locations that we had had the demo projects at. So that was a really exciting win for Healthier Lyon County. We think some of the attention and information and data we got from doing those demo projects led to some more infrastructure being in place to help protect our students. But we didn't want to stop there. We wanted to go a little bit further. And some of our staff attended the KDOT Walk, Bike, Roll Summit recently and found out that KDOT is going to be awarding five grants to five different communities in the state of Kansas to do a Safe Routes to School program where we can have a consultant come in and help us design safe routes for our kids to get to school. So we were able to work with the city and the school district, and the city did put in an application for that Safe Routes to School KDOT grant. So we're waiting until January to hear for sure, but we think we put in a strong application.
What goes into a strong application there, Daphne? Because you're you know, kind of competing with a lot of folks for those dollars.
Yeah, so one of the good things is that the city is always a wonderful partner, and the school district, the city, and nonprofits like Healthier Lyon County and some of our coalition members work really well together in Emporia and in Lyon County, and that's just not always the case in other communities where you have that good collaboration among many agencies. So I think that allowed us to put forth a strong application because there is a lot of information that comes from a wide variety of different entities in the community necessary within that grant. And then also the city's commitment, the school district's commitment to already putting some of that infrastructure in place and just being a good partner in working together to get that infrastructure put in was probably a win for us as well.
Daphne, where specifically are the flashing beacons right now?
So a couple of them have been installed thus far, and there's more coming, but there's flashing beacons between Emporia High School and Flint Hills Technical College. So students who are crossing there, which we know that happens all throughout the day, staff as well, but students going to the tech college for some classes or back and forth, have flashing beacon signals where they can press a button and safely cross in a really highly congested area there. And then another really big win was where we had a demo project, and that was for Walnut School across 12th Avenue near Washington Street. And then we're looking at a couple that'll be near the middle school, high school as well.
Okay. Shifting gears here to what's taking place at Presbyterian Manor, Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways grant here for what sounds like a really big garden project.
Yeah, we are really excited about this one. This one's been ongoing for about 8 months now. We have a team from our coalition and in partnership with the NRAB board, which is Natural Resources Advisory Board, a city county board, have been working together with Presbyterian Manor to get some funding there to be able to have some raised bed gardens on a very large scale. So there's three different areas where they will have raised bed gardens or food being grown within Presbyterian Manor. And those areas include their memory care, their assisted and independent living there. So they'll be able to grow a variety of food that not only can the residents have this activity, maybe something they've done before when they lived on their own, gardening, but also this will provide some healthy food for consumption at Presbyterian Manor. And what's even more exciting about this is that we have worked with local entities like PayRock, the Prophet Aquatic and Research and Outreach Center at ESU, Natural Resources Advisory Board, K-State Research and Extension, Lyon County here, to be able to have the right people at the table who know about this and have implemented an additional way station there, pollinator way station, I guess is what it's called, so we can make sure we have pollinators showing up to this area to produce the most food we can.
All right, Daphne Mertens again joining us here on KVU's Morning Show. Daphne, how soon will the garden be ready? Was it looking at possibly maybe getting something into the ground here this springtime?
Yeah, that's our hope right now. We are meeting again in January to start talking about seed starting and ordering a lot of the things that they will need now that they have secured that funding. So hoping that by spring we'll start to have some seed sprouting and have those raised bed gardens in place so that we can potentially yield some food this year.
Daphne Mertens, Healthier Lyon County, 9th Avenue Pedestrian Route Project. Daphne, what is up there?
Yeah, that one's exciting for me. We're always looking at ways that we can connect our community, and especially through active transportation, so that we don't necessarily have to have a vehicle to go somewhere in Emporia. And for that to be true, we have to have a place for people to be able to walk, bike, push a stroller, be in a wheelchair, and have a safe space that they can go from point A to point B. So we started looking at the city and a central route through the city that can connect the services is 9th Avenue. So we were looking at 9th Avenue and deciding, does it already have what we need to have a straight-through route that will connect people through branches and arteries to different services for food, healthcare, and a variety of other needs we know people have in Emporia. And we noticed that while 9th is a great spot, the sidewalk needs repair in some areas. It's not continuous, and you may have to go back and forth across the street. It might need to be widened or have handicapped accessible ramps added in some spots. So we're looking at doing a walkability assessment in collaboration with the city and the Multi-Use Pathway Planning Board to break down 9th into different segments and go walk it and assess where things need to be improved and what things are missing and what would make it a better route for us right now. And that'll help us determine some priority areas should we have the opportunity to apply for that KDOT Transportation Alternatives funding again that we received last year.
So would this be basically 9th Avenue east to west across town? Are you looking at the east half of town or the west half of town? What are you looking at?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. So really we're looking all the way from Michelle Street on the east side of town all the way to where it leads into the Fairgrounds Trail at Anderson.
Wow.
On the west.
Covering a lot of ground there, Daphne.
Yeah, and that's really the goal, is having that east-to-west route where you can go to the hospital, you can go to a grocery store, you can connect to businesses on Commercial Street, and you can do so safely without having to dart back and forth across the street and navigate traffic or, you know, end up with a space where you maybe need a ramp or something that's not available.
Daphne, will 2024... mean a decade of fine work by Healthier Lyon County?
Yes, that's very exciting for us, Ron. We are planning right now for 10 years of Healthier Lyon County just to really talk about the impact that this organization's been able to have on the community. You know, this started in 2014 with $10,000 and one 10-hour-a-week employee. And right now we have three full-time employees, a couple of part-time people helping us with translation, media, and marketing. and we've brought multi-millions of dollars into the community with a lot of big projects. Yeah. So we definitely want to celebrate that.
Well, you should. Congratulations on that.
Do you have celebration? Thank you. You have celebration plans, date finalized, and everything like that, or are we still kind of cobbling things together?
Yeah, our coalition right now has formed a planning committee, so we don't have a date set quite yet, but we've got a team of people who are working on determining when this should happen and what it would look like, and we'll definitely update our friends at KVOE when we have more information.
Outstanding. Last thing I know you wanted to hit on was, a network involved with coordinated resource referral. A lot of resources around the community, and trying to get maybe information into a couple of spots can be difficult at times.
Definitely. So we've been working on this for many, many years. In fact, we used to produce just a paper copy of resources in Emporia that would be passed around. And what we found was that by the time we printed that resource list, it was outdated. So we moved it to our website at emporiastrong.com, and we do have a bunch of resources on there. But that one's also dependent upon people going in and updating their individual listings. So it's not always exactly in date and having all the correct information. So we started working with different entities to determine what a coordinated resource referral network would look like here. And essentially what that is just a way for all of our community organizations, nonprofits, government agencies, businesses to connect with one another and be able to refer people for things they need. As an example, if someone were receiving health care at one of our health care facilities and they told their provider that they're food insecure, the provider could put in a referral to one of our pantries, and they would even get a notification that that person had been helped or was not able to be helped. So that closes that loop and allows that referrer to be able to go back in and find another place to help that person. It's a way to really connect all of us and help improve those social determinants of health, because we know that healthcare is not just our physical body. There's a lot of things that go into that, and we want to make sure that we help people on a broad scale.
Well, Healthier Lyon County continuing its quality work here in Lyon County, and more on the way in 2024. Daphne, as always, we appreciate your time, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Ron. Merry Christmas, Chuck. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Daphne Mertens with Healthier Lyon County joining us here today. Don't forget that we've got History Center Director Greg Jordan coming up here shortly. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 guest is Alexa Dawson as we talk about first-year operations for Goodway Gardens and look ahead to 2024.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas and Israel appear far from an agreement.